This is the Big Kim Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. And if you're back now with the kids in school, we appreciate it. We got you covered. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. You know, yesterday I was up driving to Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, Paul, and went through, they used to have a big glass plant up there, and just to the south.
Where's Ridgeway?
Rockway. If you went I-80, basically almost to Brookville, then you go north for about 30-some miles. That's Ridgeway. There's St. Mary's, PA.
I got you. Yep.
Johnsonburg, and then Rockway Glass, or is it? It was an Owens Corning plant there. Anyway.
That's right.
You know where?
Or Anchor Hawking, one of the two, right?
The glass center of, really, for many years, was the south side of Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, and one of the families. And Marty and I have talked to Rich Chupko for, you know, the last couple of years, and he joins us from the south side. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, your family's been in the business since the turn of the last century down there, right?
Yeah, 1908, Larry.
And it used to be the glass center of the region, and maybe one in all of America at one point. Anyway.
True.
So... Yeah. We have heard recently, Rich, and the reason we ask you talk to you today, there was a report last week that they've cleaned up the south side. So I wanted to just check in with you and see where we stand. And since you're there in the heart of it, and you've been very vocal about this, what is your evaluation of where the south side is right now?
Well, the only thing that's done is shootings. Everything else is still chaos. Last week we had an 82-year-old woman beat up, assaulted by a homeless man, 3 broken ribs, broken pelvis, not arrested. They find him the next day, or 2 days later, at the Ormsby Park, around all the young children. And so the most vulnerable people are the ones that are at risk because of the low staffing of the Pittsburgh police. You know, the 82-year-old woman is living at 22nd and Carson. Ormsby's right off of Carson. And this homeless person assaulted her. He stabbed somebody in the eye a week prior. And then the police find him at Ormsby Park, right by the south side, right where that lady was assaulted at.
So... You said he was arrested but released?
No. They called the paramedics. The people at the park ID'd him, and I don't know how or why he's not behind bars.
So what do you think is the disconnect? Because we have heard that there have been a lot of improvements with patrols on the south side. That's what the general public's been hearing.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what everybody says, but I always tell the people that say this, let's have a meeting at midnight on 15th and Carson, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday nights, and then we'll get the true narrative of what Southside is like.
And is it mostly, Rich, confined to those weekend nights, the trouble?
Well, Thursday through Sunday, it's 4 out of 7 days, yeah.
And do you still have, and I would imagine you do, now that college is back in session, you've got Pitt, Carnegie Mellon, Duquesne, everybody comes to the south side for the weekend partying, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So I know because you've been so vocal that you take a lot of criticism by people down there. They don't want this kind of reputation. They're trying to work hard to change the narrative. So... What do you say when you talk to the police?
Well, I mean, if you want to change the narrative, you have to change the truth. You know, when the police chief and the mayor come to Southside and tell us that crime's going down, and then you use their statistics to show them it is not. You know, the chief was down in May, and I showed him the heat map of Pittsburgh violent crimes, and I asked him if it was his. You know, if it was the city of Pittsburgh's heat map, he said, yeah. And I said, well, 22% of all violent crimes happen between 2 a.m. and 7 a.m., exactly the time when you want to have the least amount of police on the streets. And then he looked at the map. He gave it back to me. He says, these numbers don't seem correct. I'll get back to you. And he never got back to me.
So you need a follow-up from him on that. And what about, Rich, the overall conditions for the homeless?
I mean, there's homeless everywhere, in Southside and Pittsburgh. My friend's daughter's on the track team at Shadyside Academy, and she used to run down by the river, but she's not allowed to do that anymore because the homeless are, have taken over that whole area down there. And there's needles and drugs and attempted abductions and rapes, along the river, which is terrible.
And what do you say, Rich, when people say, that's just Rich again, sounding off?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is watch TV and read the paper to see, or just come. That's why, like I said, come to Southside at midnight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday nights on 15th Street, and then after that, we could talk about the narrative of Southside.
Well, again, all the colleges are back in, and they frequent the South Side, so you want it to be safe for your college students to go anywhere in the city. Appreciate the update, man. Hang in there.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Rich Chupka on the South Side on the Big K Morning Show.